time to the glove side of Mesnarich. Not sure who's going to be facing off for the Red Raiders. That's probably Bouchard, and it is. 7-2 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over the Iceman. Things looking pretty good for the Red Raiders. They can just maybe add another. I wouldn't complain. I don't think Pat McDonald would either. As there's a shot, rebound turned away by the defense. As they try to clear the zone, puck comes loose. That's going to be wide of the mark. Rapids trying to hold the zone, and they do. Sent up ahead, puck is loose, and it squirts out back to neutral ice. Vilbaum with it as Rapids has to reset. Well, there's Nuogo. And, of course, there's Michael McDonald there. He sends a puck back around as Vilbaum tries to gather it first. He does. Skates near side, just inside the blue line. Stops, centering. That cross away, Vilbaum to McDonald. Shot, big rebound there, sent around, and that is held by McDonald. He holds his own. Actually, that's Vilbaum. 2 and 21, and then 23 all out there, so it's a little close numbers there. A lot of twos out there. Deuce is wild, you could say, as puck is sent the length of the ice on a clear. 30 seconds left to go, and the skater advantage, 9:50 to go in the contest. Dietz picks up the puck from behind the goal. Racing on down the ice, passes it up ahead to Jack Potter. Potter, he gets hit in the corner hard as the puck's still sitting there loose. Back out to Kissinger, who shoots, and that's picked up by the defense as Rapids trying to get in there and pick up the puck. They do, as that is Poggle. Backhand pass picked up by the defense. Puck is loose, bouncing, and it is now finally covered by Mesnarich. And there's a goal, but after the whistle, and the Icemen have a little bit of a problem with that, and I respect that. Whistle is blown, don't hit the puck. And that's lucky they didn't get a delay a game on that, honestly. But no call, no harm, no foul as we sit. 9:17 left to go in regulation. Rapids up 7-2 as Rapids making some quick changes here as the power play is over. As there is a little confusion on who should be in the faceoff circle, who should not. It's won by Rapids. Shot right off there by Potter, and it's turned away by Mesnarich. Now we will have an icing. 9:08 to go. A little disjointed play right now. Could be a lot worse, however. There's another faceoff coming down in the Iceman zone to the blocker side of Mesnarich. And it looks like Poggle will be doing the honors for the Red Raiders. Corralled up by Dietz. Shot turned just wide by Mesnarich. Picked up again by the Red Raiders. Is that his Poggle? He skates out with it. Spins back to Dietz. He can't hold the zone. Not the world's best pass, but we play on. As Rapids has to touch up back on sides, and they do as they try to get in there. Is battling for the puck, and that's big collision. And there's a whistle. That one was going to be deemed a little rough, as there will be a power play coming for the Iceman. And that penalty will be going against Sam Gash, as that will be roughing, I believe. A little hard contact there. 5 minutes. That's a five-minute penalty, so that means that will be 5 minutes no matter what. A goal or power play goal does not matter. Five-minute major for boarding, excuse me. Yes. 8:17, time of the penalty. So with that five-minute major, that what that means, for our friends that aren't maybe the most well-versed in the hockey rules, 5 minutes means it is 5 minutes. Normally you have a power play that when you score on a power play, it kills a penalty. It's the end of the power play. Not in this instance. It is a full 5 minutes of five-on-four hockey, barring another power play up or a penalty against Wisconsin Rapids or the Iceman. Then we go to 4-4 or 5-on-3. as Rapids trying to disrupt what the Icemen want to do. Just under 8 minutes remaining in the game. About 4:10 left to go in skater advantage for the Icemen. Pond screaming down the near boards. Sends the puck around the boards as the Icemen trying to hold the zone and get a scoring opportunity. Rapids fighting for it as they try to get the puck loose, and they do. And they send it up center ice, and that's a 1-0 opportunity here as they cannot quite get through, as that was Wilkins who got the puck knocked away as he was going into the goal. He gets knocked down as he's tying the puck up in the corner. Picked up by Vilbaum. He toe drags. Can't quite get the puck to his stick as he's just running some interference. Shot up ahead to neutral ice is the puck, and that bounces off the glove of Bastien. Rapids corrals the puck yet again, sends it the length of the ice. This is in on goal, turned around by Mesnerich, as we have 3:20 to go in the skater advantage, 7 minutes to go in the game. So for about the full last half of the game, the third period, Rapids is on the penalty kill. Kissinger has the puck, picked up, sent up ahead, neutral ice, sent the length of the ice, as Rapids gets the power play opportunity for the Icemen, down to under 3 minutes. Rapids moving along. Bouchard giving a little bit of pressure up ahead, as is McDonald. Dietz sends it back down. Rapids doing a good job keeping the puck away from the Icemen skaters. McDonald collision behind the goal. His puck's being harassed there. Jack Potter in on that as the Icemen bring it up. Shot wide of the mark, as there is an offsides being called against the Icemen. So another stoppage, 6:07 left to go in the contest. 2:24 to go in the skater advantage. As we wrap up first game of this doubleheader today, as the Red Raiders win control 7-2 over the Icemen. And then tonight, River Kings. We got the River Kings again as they look to split the series with the Squatch. Took a tough one last night, 6-1, as they look to battle back and rebound. And here we go with the Icemen picking up the puck deep in their own end as Braden Roberts sends it in, and Bastien, he's there with his glove as he gets another stoppage. 5:44 to go in regulation. 2:01 left to go in the skater advantage for the Icemen. So that works out. Just basically a full power play left, full 2 minutes. 2:01 to go as puck drop to the glove side of Bastien. Bounces around. It's now finally picked up by the Icemen. It's Pond. Tries to take a shot. He can't. Slips off his stick. Here comes the Red Raiders. Poggle. He's got it up. Gets pushed off the puck as the Raiders have to play a little bit more defense here. 1:40 to go in the skater advantage. As the Icemen having trouble here, and there's an intercepted pass. Here's an opportunity for the Raiders, and there's a big save there by Mesnerich, as Nathan Bouchard was looking to stuff that one home, and he couldn't. Big physical play there right in front of Bastien as puck sent back out neutral ice. Now there's a stoppage as there will be another penalty coming. As there will be a charge being called up against the Icemen, so we'll have 4-on-4 for a little bit. Look where I left my pen. There will be a charging here against number 19. And that was just right about 12-minute mark. As now it's 4-on-4 for about a minute. As Rapids and the Icemen just kind of going through the final motions here. 4:44 left to go. Big glove save by Mesnerich. Another stoppage. 59 seconds left on the skater advantage. Or 59 seconds, left on the penalty for Wisconsin Rapids. Gash. As here was the other penalty now. Charging against the Icemen as we got another glove save by Mesnerich. 4:38 to go in the contest. He's got another line change coming for the Iceman. 4-on-4 hockey right now. 55 seconds. Faceoff won by Rapids. Billbaum shot wide of the mark. Rapids holding his own. That's Schindler shot. Big blocker and leg pad save there. This puck is deflected out to center ice. It's a race with Schindler out there as he's trying to get there first before Gavin Lehman does, as he does. Picking up the puck out to center ice. It's loose. Iceman get there first by Noah Nelson. Sent back down length of the ice. 4-on-4 hockey. That's going to be an icing. 4:06 left to go in the third period. 23 seconds left to go on the Rapids penalty. 1:07 left to go on the Northwest penalty. We play on. A little disjointed here. It's third period. No scoring either way. We move right on along here. We got 4:06 left. 44-14 shot advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. As Billbaum holds his own. Up ahead, shot just over the crossbar by Poggles. He wanted to complete that hat trick. He's got two already. Schindler shot. Big glove save by Mesnerich. And another stoppage. 3:54 to go in the third period. 10 seconds remaining on the Rapids penalty. 54 seconds remaining on the Iceman penalty. Faceoff coming the glove side of Mesnerich. Out there is Poggle. Wins that faceoff. Goes to the corner. 6 seconds left on the Rapids penalty, so Rapids will be on the power play. 45 seconds. And holding the zone is Rapids. And we're at full strength now for Wisconsin Rapids. Shot wide of the mark by Billbaum. As Schindler giving chase, trying to corral that puck for the last 30 seconds of a skater advantage. 3:30 left to go. As Schindler skating around. Pass up ahead. That's to Bouchard. Bouchard brings it up into the zone and goes around corner, around the edges here. Billbaum up ahead. Dietz in the circle. Redirect, bouncing puck, and we've got a whistle, and that will be an interference call against Wisconsin Rapids. Penalties all over the place for Rapids and the Iceman in this third period. Going to the box here is Nugo. That's a rough one. Interference. That time will be at 13:50. As we are 4-on-4 hockey for 10 seconds, and that will be an icing, as there will be 5 seconds remaining on that skater advantage on that penalty for the Iceman. Then they will have a power play coming up for about 1:49, as we have just 3:04 left to go in the third period. Rapids comes away with that faceoff. They get up neutral ice, and now they can just kill penalty here as we're full strength for the Iceman. Kissinger running a little bit of defense there, holding the puck down deep as puck slides out neutral ice, and that's going to be gathered by Dietz, who sends it back down deep and getting back in there. I believe it's McDonald as puck comes up center ice, chipped back down by Dietz as the Rapids defense is playing right about center ice. 2.5 to go in the game, 1:20 to go on the skater advantage for the Iceman. Center ice is picked up by the Iceman and then chipped right back down by Gissinger. We just go through the final moments of this game. 2:15 to go. 1 minute left down the power play for Northwest. Kissinger back in the corner there, getting beat up on. Then Dietz sends it the length of the ice. Another good one for Dietz, as that will pull Mesnerich out of goal to try to stop it. 45 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for the Iceman. Puck comes up center ice. Dietz yet again as he sends it down and around the boards as we have 30 seconds to go on the skater advantage and 1:43 left to go in the game. As Rapids holding a 46-14 shot advantage as we move right on along here to the end of this game. We'll do a quick step out here as I get numbers quickly calculated, and then we'll do our post-game show as we will see the Iceman kill off this last 13 minutes of power play as the puck comes out center, 13 seconds of power play as we come out center ice. And big, almost a big collision right at the WR logo. Iceman skater got away from it. Both teams full strength, 107 left to go in the game. It's Bouchard, still contact there right at the blue line. He loses an edge, falls down. As 1 minute remaining in the game, as we are just about there, as Jax Pogoli picks up the puck up ahead. That is Bouchard. He gets contact with the puck just sliding through. As bouncing puck, as Gash tries to, as there tries to be a hat trick opportunity there for Poggle. He cannot get it as we're under 37 seconds to go in this game. That'd be Dietz backing around. Puck gets sent down to the Rapids end. Vilbaum will get there first, touched up by the Raiders. As here comes Poggle. Poggle goes to the outside. He gets held up on that opportunity to go towards the net. He falls down. As 15 seconds to go, Rapids will get the puck. Vilbaum has it, skating backwards. Both teams starting to let up here a little bit as we have the final 6 seconds to go as Bouchard gets tied up at the circle, and that will be your hockey game here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where Wisconsin Rapids earns a 7-2 victory. So, Seth, Laura, just take 1 minute, and we'll be back here to close things out here at the Southwood Wood County Recreation Center, where Wisconsin Rapids earned a 7-2 victory.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
That's the conclusion of the good old hockey game here at Southwood County Recreation Center today, as the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders, they were able to secure a 7-2 victory over the Northwest Icemen. This was a pretty fun game to watch all throughout. A lot of scoring going on as Wisconsin Rapids, they had the scoring start in the first period. Sawyer Wilkins with a goal at 3:12, assist to Tyson Vilbaum. Well, that was not going to be the way it was up until the 10:47 mark when Garrett Givens, he got the Iceman up on the board. Assist to David Pond at 10:47. Even things up 1-1, but then to close out that first period, Red Raiders really went on a tear. Maddox Thomas got the scoring going again, 14:11 with assist to Griffin Schindler. Jax Poggle, 15:45, assists to Wilkins and Jack Potter. And then Potter, he got into the scoring at 16:43. Assists to Wilkins and Poggle. And that's what we said at the end of the first period. 4-1, Wisconsin Rapids. Well, second period, it's back and forth to start things out. Neither team really having a strong possession either way. But that all changed. At 9:27, David Pond, assist from Braden Roberts on the power play at 9:27. That made the score now 4-2. That was the end of all the scoring from the Iceman, as Rapids scored three more goals in the period to really round things out. Poggle got his second goal of the game, assist from Potter at 10:36, followed by Schindler, who got his first and only goal of the game at 13:19, assists to Ashbeck and Thomas, while Bouchard got his only goal at 16:33 with an assist from Schindler. In the game, Wisconsin Rapids, 5 penalties for 13 minutes. One of them was a 5-minute major. So that was one negative there for Wisconsin Rapids. But in Minnesota, they had 6 penalties for 12 minutes coming up in the game. Riley Bastien had a nice night tonight, or afternoon, I should say. 12 saves on 14 shots faced, while the goaltending duo of Jacob Mesnerich and Oscar Severson, they combined to stop 40 shots on 47 shots faced. So with that, that's how that one goes today. Wisconsin Rapids gets the 7-2 victory over the Icemen as we look ahead to a couple games coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. You join us here on 105.5 WIRI, where we have the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings looking to earn the weekend series split with the Minnesota Squatch. Last night took a 6-1 defeat. Hopefully Rapids can rebound, no pun intended, and get the win and keep things even atop the North Division standings. As I'll be back here on the call for the game as we can continue building hockey up and down the river, as the River Kings love to say. Later on, coming up this week, a couple other games to note. As I mentioned earlier, there is on Tuesday on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball, they host Ohio State. That should be a good one. And then on Wednesday, Playmakers, 5 o'clock. James and myself will be talking about all things sports. And then on WFHR at 7:05, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. They're having a pretty darn good season. Thursday, get back to high school action as Port Edwards, they will be taking on Pacelli. Myself and Randy and Seth bringing the action. 6:50 pregame show starts. And then on Friday, Playmakers 5 p.m., 6:30 p.m., men's hockey will, Wisconsin men's hockey, excuse me, will host LIU on WFHR at 6:30. And then on Friday, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption boys, they host their arch nemesis, Newman Catholic, with Randy and I on the call with Seth working the magic. So with that, that's just about all she wrote here from Southwood County Recreation Center on the first game of a doubleheader. So I just want to give a big thank you again to all the sponsors that make this happen. If you want to add your business to the list of businesses that already do make these games possible, stop on down during business hours and talk to Pam, and she'll be more than happy to get you the information you need to make that possible. So on behalf of Pam and everybody back at the office, Seth and Laura, all of our sponsors, and myself, Mike Comer, have a great rest of your afternoon, everybody, and hope that you join us back here right about 7 o'clock for the nightcap of River Kings hockey when they host the Minnesota Squatch. So until then, keep listening here on 105.5 WII for more wonderful country music, and have a great afternoon.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Being alone, I wouldn't keep checking my phone, wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me, like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want, baby. I could let go if I. You off whenever I want to. If I didn't love you,
truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were all right. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when daddy'd hang up, well, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and brother jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the pen.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Baby, a song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? Now the macro blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna
park and grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Maybe you a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle of every little farm town with you. Well, baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle of every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. Come on, baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Come on, girl, get those windows down and cruise. Oh,
CBS News Brief. Winds are set to pick up soon in some L.A. fire zones as people continue to flee the wildfires that have left the city looking like a war zone. But Mayor Karen Bass says,
our first and most important obligation to Angelenos is to get through this crisis.
There are worries in the Palisades area, which has been hard hit, but is ready, says CAL FIRE spokesman Chris Harvey.
Crews positioned throughout this neighborhood. I do know that we have a good water supply. I've seen a lot of engines hooked to hydrants with full hoses. And so I feel like we've got a pretty good presence in this neighborhood, prepared for whatever the weather may bring us, the main thing.
Joy in Richmond, Virginia, where the water is again safe, says Mayor Danny Avila.
We are back.
There were problems at the city's water plant due to damage after a major snowstorm earlier this week caused a boil order for 5 days. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow is likely and some accumulation is possible. Lows around 20 degrees. Southeast winds continue to gust. Strong winds continue for Sunday. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 26. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy and cold. Low around zero.
Currently 26 degrees.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Women drove my folks hag wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom.
from. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. With a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right.
Yeah.
your perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Another shot of whiskey, can't stop looking at the door.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
$0.89 in the ashtray. Half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes truck. I leave that radio playing, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave. But that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I'll drive your truck.
Glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when a working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Kind of tipsy, and I'm wrapped around your finger like this
ring I'm wearing, and that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40, on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. My world spins around.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Are we written in the sand? Are we just a backseat,